Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Edmonton, it's 2 degrees. I'm Eileen Bell, 630 CHED's Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer starts right now.
This report is brought to you by the Hearing Care Clinic. Get your hearing evaluated today at hearingcareedmonton.com. The Hearing Care Clinic, you'll like what you hear.
What a save! Koskinen with the glove! Unbelievable!
McDavid, 500 points!
Now we've got a wild scrum with fights breaking out all over the place.
This is a little bit obscene in terms of what the Edmonton Oilers are doing on the power play.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers.
Evan Bouchard with a little snapshot from the right point!
I'm James Neal. Start on this.
Jujar Kara from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is the battle of Alberta we've been waiting for 3 decades!
Mike Smith,
Leon Draisaitl.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
Unbelievable.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
Connor McDavid wins the game for Edmonton.
Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers. 630 CHED.
Regulation time. Boston 4, Montreal 3. Lafleur coming out rather gingerly on the right side. He gives it into Lemaire, back to Lafleur. He scores! What could be more appropriate if anybody's going to score for the Canadiens than their gunner, Guy Lafleur? He takes that drop pass after he had initiated the play. He beat Gilbert with a hard slap shot from the right side, low one on the far side. Guy Lafleur sends his place into a frenzy again.
All right, welcome everybody. Bob Stauffer joining you. This is Oilers Now. The legendary tones of arguably the greatest play-by-play man of all time, Danny Gallivan, building the proverbial crescendo en route to Guy Lafleur's game-tying goal for the Montreal Canadiens when they were at the absolute height of their powers of the 1970s. For many of you out there driving around or listening on a daily basis to the Montreal or to Oilers Now, you know how good Montreal was back in the day. I mean, in the late 1970s, they wrestled the game away from the Philadelphia Flyers. And oh by the way, if they had to get into a little bit of fighting and wrestling, they could do that too. The Oilers and the Canadiens tonight, the first of three. Edmonton on a bit of a roll here of late. Tremendous two-game set against the Winnipeg Jets. Two very different hockey games, but nonetheless, two wins. And it's funny, I bumped into people around town over the course of the last couple days, and of course, 6 feet apart. And reoccurring theme, Bob, I'm starting to think that the Edmonton Oilers got a pretty good team. Now, you know, growing pains, maturation, maybe the best two players in the world are part of the reason why the Edmonton Oilers head into Montreal tonight tied for top spot in the National Hockey League. The Oilers are 18-7 in their last 25 games. This is Oilers Now. It is brought to you daily by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Coming up, a complete preview of tonight's matchup between the Oilers and the Montreal Canadiens. We will hear from regular Monday contributor to the show for our friends at Legacy Heating and Cooling, John Shannon. At 105, a bit of a blast from the past, the guy that was part of the 2006 Stanley Cup run and kind of altered his game a bit to stay in the National Hockey League for a number of years, Brad Winchester will join us in a 135. We'll get an update from the farm and talk about a wild weekend for Jay Woodcroft's squad. Down 6-3, headed to the third on Saturday, scored 5-1-8-6. Up 4-1 late in the third on Sunday, and Akil Thomas scored a hat-trick on a line with Devontae Smith-Pelly and Quinton Byfield, three African-Canadian players, and they ultimately ended up losing that game in a shootout. So we'll have a bit of a conversation with Jay about a crazy weekend down in the American Hockey League. Lots to get to. We got ourselves a game night. That's our top story. It is brought to you daily by Legacy Heating and Cooling, paying over overtime rates on their 24/7 service repairs. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling should be a kicker at the Forum, one of the best places in the league to play. Unfortunately, there's no fans. Keynotes to tell you about quickly, and the Montreal Canadiens will not have Tyler Toffoli, who's having a terrific year. He's got 18 goals this season. He's out of the lineup. That's a huge loss. They also do not have Ben Chiarot on the fence. Kyler Yamamoto not expected to play for the Edmonton Oilers. But first, a recap of the weekend that was for the Edmonton Oilers. As we go into the Oilers Now, Audio Val brought to you by Direct Workwear, supporting local and Canadian manufacturers in Edmonton and online at directworkwear.com. Jack Michaels with the call, the Oilers and the Jets on Saturday night.
Well, the Edmonton Oilers have seen Toronto already win the night, so their mission simple, to keep pace in this ever-changing North Division. Walks in, tried to center, tipped home, Andrew Kopp. And Winnipeg, a power play goal at 10:36. If it's Kopp, and I believe it will be, cuts inside, moves it to Morrissey, a shot tipped home. Beautiful tip by Nick Ehlers, and Winnipeg extends to a 2-0 lead.
Well, this really has been the modus operandi of the Jets. They lose one, they come back, and they've got a lot of jump going right now, and they've taken it to Edmonton here over the last 5 or 6 minutes in the game.
McDavid with speed around Scheifele, cross ice, one-timer Nurse, not much on it, threw it in front, deflected, McDavid, a shot, scores! Connor McDavid, his third goal in two games against the Jets this week, and Edmonton is on the board. Puljujärvi shot ricochets right to Nurse, fires and scores! Darnell Nurse's 10th of the year, ties the game at two. That ties a career high in Edmonton's 34th game for Darnell Nurse. Here's Barry to Nurse up the left-hand side. Puljujärvi, one touch. McDavid, a two-on-one with Draisaitl. One-timer, score! Right on cue, Leon Draisaitl buries it, and Edmonton takes its first lead. 3-2 with 10:24 to go. Nugent Hopkins rifled netward by Devin Shore. Bullseye! Devin Shore, his second goal as an Edmonton Oiler from his own blue line, the middle of the net.
So the Oilers win two very different games against Winnipeg. A low-event, low-energy game that Connor McDavid took over on Thursday night. The team's playing, both teams playing their third game in 4 days and playing the second of the back-to-back. And a lot of the best players didn't have a lot of juice, with the exception of 97. And then we got to the game Saturday, and the Jets, as has been a reoccurring theme for them all season long, they came out stomping early. They got a double deflection goal, bit of a lucky one on the power play. They earned the second one, got after Lagesson a bit in the corner, and ended up coming away with puck position and swung one in front, and then got it back to the point. So they're up 2-0. Critical goal from Connor McDavid late in the first. Critical line change to start the third period. Really, they went to the final shift in the second. McDavid, Draisaitl, and Puljujärvi. 20-2. That is the even strength goal differential this season. True even strength situations for Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. They are outscoring teams 20-2 when they're on the ice. Here's Dave Tippett's post-game assessment of the Oilers' victory against the Jets.
Yeah, I thought it was a really competitive game. You know, we got down. The first power play goal is one that just it bounced off two or three shin pads and goes in, and then the second one is a double deflection. So we're down 2-0, but I thought it was a fairly even period. And you know, the goal by Connor to get it back to 2-1 was a huge goal for us, just to give us some momentum. Second period was pretty tight, and then you know, third period we capitalized on a couple chances and kind of competed the rest of the way, and Schmidty closed the door, so it was a good win.
All right, so the Oilers had an off day yesterday, except it was a travel day. They flew to Montreal. It'll be the first of three tonight. And Jack Michaels tweeted out the lines from his quote-unquote eyes and ears. And we're going to get to that right now as we go into our game day lineup report brought to you by North 49 Home Inspections, professional and thorough home inspections for the Edmonton area. Connor McDavid will remain up front with Leon Draisaitl and Jesse Puljujärvi. McDavid is on a 9-game heater. He's got 7 goals and 20 points. There is currently not another player from another team within 18 points of McDavid in the scoring race. Brendan, did you deselect something there on the old computer?
I think I got an email, Bob. Sorry about that.
Okay, well, you got mail. Yeah, well, there you go. All right, so McDavid up by 18 points. He's up by 10 points on his teammate Leon Draisaitl, 18 points on Patrick Kane. So he's obviously just killing it right now. Draisaitl will be on his left side. Leon Draisaitl plus 23 on the season. McDavid now up to plus 15. I know people like to look at the advanced numbers. That goal share is ridiculous. 20-2 at even strength. Jesse Puljujärvi, by the way, I know David Staples' Cult of Hockey just put out a piece basically saying that Puljujärvi has been statistically unlucky not to have been involved in more scoring. You're watching Puljujärvi play right now. You can see it coming. The Oilers had some good shifts from R&H, Cahoon, and Archibald, and then late in the game from Shore, R&H, and Archibald. So they're going to start with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins with Cahoon and Archibald to start tonight against Montreal. In his career, 15 points in 18 games for R&H in Montreal. He's played some of his best games there over the years. Gaetan Haas with Tyler Ennis and Zach Cassian will remain together. And then two guys that have performed quite well against Montreal over the years. Jujhar Khaira, 4 goals, 6 points in 6 games against the Habs, along with Devin Shore on the left side, has become very useful. 4 goals, 10 points, 11 games against the Canadiens. And Montreal area product Alex Chiasson on right wing. We will tell you Yamamoto remains out of the lineup. Chance will see him later in the week. The Oilers at some point are going to have Turris get activated. He's was in the COVID protocol list. He's been moved off that onto the non-roster list. At some stage here, he's going to need to get activated. Could happen the next 72 hours. They do currently have Nygaard on the active roster. He's easy to move over to the taxi squad. Darnell Nurse leading the NHL. Even strength goals with 10, even strength points with 21 amongst NHL defensemen. Tyson Barry second in NHL scoring by defensemen with 30 points. William Lagesson will be with Adam Larson, who's currently leading the National Hockey League with 96 block shots. Chris Russell with Ethan Bear. Those guys have had 3 really good games in a row. Mike Smith, 11-3, a 2.34 goals against average, a 922 save percentage. He will get the start and goal. He would be opposed tonight by Carey Price, who started to win some games here against Edmonton. Price in his career, 4-9-1, and 3.45 goals against average, and 872 save percentage. Always felt he maybe had some issues with lighting at Rexall Place because he was terrible in that building. Canadians without 2 key players. Tyler Toffoli, 18 goals, 27 points in 30 games this year. He's their leading scorer. Ben Sherratt out with a fractured hand. Toffoli, lower body issue. It'll be Deneau along with Tatar, who's an unrestricted free agent. Remember that name. Thomas Tatar, represented by Edmonton's Rich Winter. Just throwing that out there. Brendan Gallagher on the right side, a guy that just signed a 6-year extension, $6.5 million. Nick Suzuki along with Jonathan Drouin and Josh Anderson, Jesperi Kotkaniemi, along with Arturi Lehkonen and Yoel Armia, who's had four straight years of 10 to 16 goals, and then Evans with Byron and Corey Perry, who's at 383 career goals. Joel Edmondson leading the National Hockey League by one. By one in the plus-minus. He's at plus 24. Dreisaitl's at plus 23. It'll be Edmondson with Weber. Kulak with Petrie, who's having a tremendous year. He leads all NHL defensemen, 11 goals. Victor Mete, along with... it was the Romanov dynasty in Russia for about 300 years. I think I don't have to give you a history in, or give you a lesson in Russian history. Many of you know the story. Some people went back on their word and ended up executing an entire family. That's not what was originally put in place by the provisional government. But I digress. Anyhow, they're going with Romanov instead of Romanov. And again, Carey Price starts in goal. So Canadians come in record of 14-8-9. They are currently 6-5-2 at home. The Oilers, good road team. They're 9-5 on the season. Edmonton now second in the league in goals, 3.41, fifth in the league on the power play at 27%. That's our game day lineup report brought to you by North 49 Home Inspections, professional and thorough home inspections for the Edmonton area. As we go back in the Oilers Now Audio Vault, supporting local and Canadian manufacturers in Edmonton and online at directworkwear.com. And Dave Tippett had these comments on deciding when to pair up Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl in game.
We can use it. You can use it as a alternative. There's, you know, games go different ways. There's times when you have to certain matchups you want. There's times when you want to load it up. I mean, it just it's about trying to maximize each player's ability and put them in positions where they can get you can get the most out of them. And sometimes it's sometimes Draisaitl is there's certain matchups that I look for that I need him at center, and then there's other times when you put the two of them together and they can get up and going. So it's ultimately it's about trying to find ways to win, and we have some different looks that we can try to accomplish that.
Dave Tippett added some additional comments. Connor McDavid is just killing it right now. I mean, he's sitting at 60 points in 34 games. It's 1.78 points per game. We haven't had a guy that high in like 25 years in the National Hockey League. Here's Tippett's comment on McDavid's early 90s-like points production.
Well, the numbers speak to themselves, but if you ask Connor, I mean, he's the only number he's worried about is the number of wins we get right now, and that's the greatest thing about him. And his play has been outstanding, and he's racking up numbers. But the most important number to him is getting our team and winning. You know, to where we can win every night, and he takes a great responsibility in doing his part, and hence you see the numbers he's getting to. And you know, I was fortunate enough to play with Mario in the early 90s there, 93, 94, and that's one of the things Mario used to do. He took the responsibility of being a top player, and he made sure he was that player every night, and that's I see the same thing in Connor.
For me, and I don't know about you, and you can text us on our Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors have renovated, and they can help you renovate as well. You can come see what's on sale now, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or at ashleyfinefloors.com. And text us on the River Cree, that's our text number. And you can call in on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. The River Cree has multiple Dreamcatchers spa and stay packages available for you. You can reach them at 1-844-425-2733 or visit rivercreeresort.com. Stay. When the province gets back up and at them, the River Cree gets back up and at them as well. So you can text us on that Ashley Fine Floors text. Like, to me, this is the best we've ever seen out of McDavid. I'll ask John Shannon that coming down the pipe here at 12:35. Dave Tippett also was asked today about Adam Larson and had these comments about Larson maybe showing how it's done for young defensemen.
Oh, he certainly does, especially, you know, we've had him with a number of young partners here, and he's each one of those guys, you look at that and he's improved their game. And that's what you see a good veteran do. He, you know, not only does he play his own game, but his leadership he shows with our young players coming on has been excellent also. So he's, you know, we talked about it yesterday, he's part of our leadership core and really been solid, really solid all the way through on and off the ice. Helping young players and making sure his game's in order to give ourselves the best chance to win.
All right. Jujhar Khaira was also made available today for the first time since getting popped in that fight by Brett Ritchie, missing a couple games. He played Saturday night. Khaira had these comments. He's a very intelligent guy, real good interview. He had these comments on the Zoom call about the dangers of fighting.
You know, I think there might be times it is. I think for myself, it looked a lot worse than I felt it was. And, you know, but like I said, there's that protocol and there's precaution that the league has to take and the team has to take for my safety. And, you know, yeah, like you said, that's something that can happen. And it's part of the game.
There you go. That's Jujhar Khaira. All right, when we come back in Oilers Now, we'll get to NHL today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing. Brandon Escott will have that for you. You're listening to Oilers Now.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
You can text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Brendan, you got a text when we had the little on-air effect for You Got Mail. Somebody has texted the show to ask whether or not was that from a girl, Brendan. So, I don't know. That kind of made me chuckle. We can appreciate a sense of humor once in a while. Another texter comes in and says, Bob, good opening. Too many men on the ice. I watched the game, says the coach. He says, LaFleur tied the game against Boston, Game 7. Lambert won it in overtime, and Don Cherry, to this day, would never say who jumped onto the ice. Yep. I just love Danny Gallivan. Sorry, it's a self-indulgent thing on my part, but brilliant broadcaster back in the day. He really, I mean, just the entire package, his control of his voice, the ability to raise the inflection at critical times, his diction. Off the charts, no question. And shared the mic. That's another big thing. You can text us at any time at 780-496-0063. As we go to NHL today for Elite Promotional Marketing, company-branded apparel, products, and awards, all created in-house. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
Okay, we have 10 games in total around the NHL tonight, including Ottawa home to Calgary, Vancouver hosting Winnipeg in other North Division action. Connor McDavid, you're second star of the week in the NHL. He had 4 goals and 4 assists in 4 games. The Oilers also signed 21-year-old defenseman Michael Kesselring to a 3-year entry-level deal. He was playing at Northeastern University last year, had 8 points in 20 games, so he'll join Bakersfield now that his NCAA season is over. Vancouver claiming forward Travis Boyd off waivers today from Toronto. Bakersfield Condors, you mentioned it, Bob, split a pair of weekend games with Ontario. They won 8-6 on Saturday night, falling 5-4 in a shootout last night. They are home to San Jose on Wednesday. We'll get much more from the head coach, Jay Woodcroft, at 1:35. And the Edmonton Oil Kings stayed undefeated, beating Red Deer in all 3 games over the weekend. Dylan Gunther up to 15 points in 6 games. No, that's got to be 7 games, unless he missed one. Up next,
He did miss one.
Okay.
He missed Saturday's game.
So up next, they've got another 3 games set in 3 days against the Calgary Hitmen. That begins at the Downtown Community Arena on Friday.
Yeah, I went to Friday and Sunday's game, Edmonton and Red Deer, and I felt bad for Brent Sutter. He's got a younger team than the Oil Kings. The Oil Kings have they have the best junior player in Canada this year in Dylan Gunther, and they got the best goaltender currently playing major junior hockey as well. And, you know, Brent has been a guy who's never been afraid to, you know, get into it in a day, but he's taken a pocket knife into a gunfight right now in that matchup in that series. Just he's got a younger team. He lost a kid named Kyle Masters, one of his better puck-moving defensemen. Didn't help his cause this weekend as well. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. And when we come back in Oilers Now, we will hook up with John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling. This is Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.